boys and girls, it's time once again for another Grandpa Ed's Wonderful Fairy Tales. Do you know where Grandpa Ed is today? Why, he's in the garage fixing his car.
Hi, Grandpa Ed.
Can't you see I'm busy, will ya? Now go play in the freeway.
But Grandpa Ed, you have to tell me a story.
Yeah? Why?
Because if you don't, I'll tell Mr. Announcer.
Go ahead, see if I care.
Okay, Grandpa Ed, tell him a story.
Can't you leave me alone? You think it's easy driving an Edsel?
Tell him a story, or I'll tell the papers about you and the puppet lady from Station KBRG.
Yeah, you dirty snoop. Okay, kid, come on over here.
Yay!
Now, once upon a time in the kingdom of Kitsap County, there lived a handsome prince.
Hello, everyone.
And I mean his really handsome. Just listen.
Look, there goes the prince. Isn't he handsome? Why, he's absolutely gorgeous. If he were only mine.
See? Anyway, the prince was handsome but very fickle and often broke the hearts of young maidens, which is to say he was a rich jerk who figured out he could get away with it, and so he did until the day that he dated Wanda Webster.
Prince, honey, where are you? Prince! Prince, oh, smooching with another girl in my own broom closet. Well, you're not only a rat, you're really tacky.
This isn't what it seems, my dear. This is just a pizza delivery.
Yeah, that's right, dearie. I'm from Pizza Delight.
All Pizza Delight you, you cheap little floozy. Hit the road, now.
Okay, I'm going. Jeez, what a witch.
Wanda, darling, I can explain everything.
Not anymore you can't, you hapless hunk, because, as your little playmate observed, I'm a witch.
Well, aren't you being a little hard on yourself? I mean, I know you can be a little difficult to live with from time to time, but...
No, you goof. A witch. A sorceress. I cast spells. You get it? I mean, didn't you ever wonder why I had so many brooms?
I just thought you had a cleaning fetish.
You should only hope. Now hold still. I'm about to turn you into a frog.
No one can do that.
Yeah. Higgledy, piggledy, doo-da-day. Become a frog and stay that way.
Oh my stars, you've done it. I'm Ribbit, I'm a frog.
And you'll stay that way until a beautiful maiden kisses you. Now scram before I sick the cat on you.
And so the prince went off to find a beautiful maiden who would kiss him.
Did he find one?
Not at first. You see, he had some problems. The first maiden he met was French.
Ribbit, excuse me, pretty maiden.
Allos, a talking frog. Who are you, mon petit froggy?
I'm not really a frog. I'm an enchanted prince, Ribbit. An evil witch cast a spell on me that can only be broken by the kiss of a beautiful Ribbit, a beautiful maiden.
Oh, that old line. All you frogs are alike. You tell the girl you're enchanted prince, and the next thing you know, poof, all you have left are a few memories, a case of warts. Perhaps you would like to help me in the kitchen.
Ribbit, what are you making?
Frog leg soup.
Huh, no, thank you. Goodbye.
Didn't he ever find anyone to kiss him?
Yeah, he did. An American tourist named Betsy Blossom from Hooten Holler, West Virginia.
Ribbit, excuse me, pretty maiden.
Why, bust my britches if it ain't a talking frog. Well, hey, is this some kind of a trick?
No, I assure you, Ribbit, I'm an enchanted prince, Ribbit. If you kiss me, you'll break the spell of an evil witch.
And what do I get out of it? I mean, I may be a country girl, but I don't go kissing around every toad who says pucker up.
Why, you can be my princess.
You mean like that English gal?
Yes, just please hurry and give me a kiss.
Okay, sweetie.
Oh, much better. That's so much better.
Hoo-wee, are you one handsome fella? You and me is getting hitched. Come on, let's.
I'm sorry, but that's off.
You promised.
I know, but I just can't marry a commoner.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't keep a promise, even to end the spell.
Wanda!
Yeah, you couldn't even see past a padded bra and a blonde wig, could you? You lousy two-timing monarch to be. This time, I'm going to turn you into something no one could possibly ever love.
Wait, no, don't!
Thank you.
And didn't he ever get to be a prince again?
Nope, he was just too ugly for anyone to love.
Gee, what'd he turn into?
An Edsel.
Ah, baloney.
That's what you think, kid. Now, please quit leaning on my fender.
Ah!
Come on, Ed, fix my fuel pump, will ya?
I tell you, it isn't your fuel pump, it's your carburetor.
Yes, tune in next time, kiddies, for another of Grandpa Ed's wonderful fairy tales.
Carburetor.
Fuel pump.
Carburetor.
Fuel pump.